to the news that Astellas has been announced as lead sponsor for the 2025 Humanity Ball. Kerry organisations coming together to support a New Year's Eve ball in Tralee, which hopes to raise an incredible amount of money, €150,000 for charity. With me on the line to talk about this, we've got Stephen Stack.
Good morning, Jerry.
Stephen, good morning to you, and thanks for joining me on the programme. Stephen, remind us about the ball, first of all.
Yeah, it's this is an idea we kind of thought about, Jerry, last November, and got together with Sean Ryan in Aspen Grove, and we just wanted to do something for a number of charities. So it's a black tie ball, which is taking place out in Ballygarry House Hotel, obviously on the 31st of December. Three beneficiaries, Jerry: the Kerry Hospice Foundation, which, you know, everybody is very familiar with. They need to raise about $5.5 million to fund the additional cost of putting in six extra rooms to the palliative care unit. And two other charities then will benefit as well. Tiernan and Noel Children's Foundation, which people would be very familiar with, founded by Louise Quill, who's doing fantastic work out in Tanzania. And the third one is One for Humanity, which Shane Leahy, who was a former Connacht rugby player and a tech entrepreneur, set up a number of years ago, and he's doing incredible works, setting up pop-up hospitals out in Gaza and Ukraine. So we're hoping to raise somewhere between, it's trending towards 200,000, Jerry, the way things are going. The night itself, we'll have a fantastic jazz reception, gourmet black tie dinner, obviously. Alan Short, who's a great motivational speaker, comedian and impresario, is going to be the MC for the night, and there'll be live entertainment in by the Bentley brothers late into the night. And actually, to be fair, JP Murphy, who a lot of people would know from playing in Knicks over the years, and Gay Byrne, God rest him, would have mentioned him many times when he used to visit Knicks, is coming out of retirement to play for some time between 2:30 and 3:00 in the morning. So it's going to be an incredible evening, and obviously people would want to get into training for it now. but it is going to be a night to remember and a complete one-off. Jerry, if I may, because people may be contacted, I just want to mention very briefly my committee as well before maybe we talk about the sponsors.
Sure. Yeah.
So Sean Ryan, Maeve Townsend in Aspen Grove, Ogie Morton, Dick Spring, Keelan Cassan, Alex O'Donnell, Killian Burns, my former playing colleague, Padraig McGillicuddy, and Tyus Vogels out in Ballygarry, Jimmy Dean, and Breed McKelligate, John Reen, and Kevin O'Sullivan. So, fantastically hardworking committee, doing brilliant work, and the response, I have to say, to date has been exceptional and extraordinary by the people of Kerry.
Yeah, it certainly has. So you're trending towards 200,000 for this major event, 31st of December. So sponsors have come on board: Astellas, who have big plans and are currently in construction in Kerry, are coming on board. Bon Secours as well, I understand.
Yeah, absolutely delighted that the one Moore and Louis Collins in Astellas have agreed to be the lead sponsor. And to be fair, they were back to us, I'd say, within a matter of days when we actually met them. And we were up, actually, in fairness, Louis, or Owen, I should say, gave us a fantastic tour there in the last week as well of the facility. And to be honest, you need to be up there to see just the breadth and the extraordinary building that's gone up there. And it's fantastic for Tralee and for the county as well. But we couldn't thank them enough. They've been absolutely brilliant. And we were also up to TJ O'Connor and his wonderful staff in the Bonds, who will be the charity table sponsors who've come on board. And again, TJ gave us a great tour of the facility above when we visited him last week as well. We really want to say a huge, huge thank you to Astellas and the Bonds, our two principal sponsors. And there are 16 others as well, Jerry, that I just want to acknowledge that are coming on board in various sponsorship capacities. So you have Ballygarry House Hotel, you have the Meadowlands Hotel Group, CSG Group, Kingdom Printers, Heat Oxygen Fuel, which is Killian's PR company, JJ Galvin and Sons Drinks in Listowel, the Rose Hotel, the Boyle family, Dominic Walsh Photography, Aspen Grove, Pierce Fitzgibbon, Halo Care, David Walsh, who has just been announced as a Kerry Person of the Year, CH Chemist, John Maguire's. And we've also had a huge number of donations privately from people that want that just want to do it quietly, which is fantastic. And we've others that are coming on board as well in terms of tables. Like I won't list them all now, but some people just didn't want it known publicly, want to do it privately. But a big thanks to Cara Credit Union, the Aquadome, Jartine and Uniquely, Higgins Waste, Jerry Kennelly, Sean Oaks, John Reen Financial Services, Liverscan, Cork, TLI, Kerry Innovation Centre, AIB and Kerry Group. So, but apart from that, Jerry, there are 52 other businesses across the county that we've made contact with that are every single day coming back to us. And I really couldn't thank them enough, because the response, and I mean this sincerely, has been just extraordinary. We just... you know, when you're pitching a table, for example, at 5,000, apart from the sponsorship packages, and we really appreciate everybody's support, I politely say they're encouragingly expensive, and we appreciate that. But and there are also people that have, as I said, that have given us private donations, but there are also individual seats available as well, you know, for smaller SMEs or individuals that want to support. But we really couldn't thank people enough, Gerry. There was, I think, the great Chuck Feeney said one time, when he was asked why he gave away his 8 billion and many universities in Ireland were beneficiaries of that, he said his rationale for it was that it was very simple. Nobody ever became poor by giving. And that's something that has always struck with me. And but like the responses, Gerry, has been just extraordinary.
Amazing. It was clear there was an appetite for an event like this.
Well, there was, I think there is, because we were actually going to do something in the summer, and a number of people didn't. We had kind of asked just for a bit of guidance, had suggested there hasn't been anything in New Year's Eve. I know Padraig and Tice are very excited about it because they love the charities, and I think Padraig said to me, nothing like this has been done in Kerry for about 25 years since Niall Millen, if you remember, was raising the funds for the townships out in South Africa. So, but I do think, apart from the night, I think the charities are striped. I think it strikes a note with people, Gerry, because does none of us haven't been affected by some family member in the hospice. And I see it firsthand because I through my job, I end up having to go up to the hospice, you know, to do things for people coming towards the finish of their lives. And it's only when you see it firsthand you appreciate the extraordinary work they do. And I think, to be fair to Louise, what Louise is doing out in Tanzania is just amazing.
Yeah, and it's at a time, Stephen, when other countries, particularly the United States, are pulling the plug and pulling the rug from under a lot of charities helping in countries that are less fortunate than ours.
Absolutely, I couldn't agree more. And I suppose, look, the world is in a bit of flux at the moment, and that's a very good point, Sherry. But you know what's extraordinary? Somebody asked me one time lately, I don't know, to the middle of a conversation, what are you most proud of as a kind of an Irish person? It was a relation of ours that was home from America. And I said, the thing that I'm probably most proud of is the fact that Irish people generally across the country, and obviously in this case in Kerry, are an extremely giving nation. And, that, you know, I'm old enough, unfortunately, Gerry, to remember Live Aid in 1985. And I remember, God rest him, I was looking at it the 13 hours at my dad at home in the stall. And I remember afterwards, the thing that Bob Geldof was most proud of was the fact that I think per capita, the Irish nation that time, and there wasn't the Bob in the country. I remember what it was like. Like, we didn't have a lot of money in the country, contributed more per capita than any other country in the world. And that was the thing that he was most proud of as an Irishman, you know? So, like, our generosity as a community. And look, the other thing, Gerry, I'd say, I'm involved in our AIB community fund. So I judged the northern categories because obviously there'd be a conflict in Munster, but and again, thankfully the hospice benefit from that this year. But there's no charity that isn't worth supporting. You know, to be fair, we just happened to pick three that we thought might resonate with people. But, you know, and loads of people in the community, loads of people who are in touch with, you know, have said that they contribute quietly. We're an extremely giving nation. And so, look, I couldn't thank people, yourselves, Gerry, in Radio Kerry, members of the media, you know, for the goodwill. Like, you never know when you're doing something like this. And you know, energy costs are high and so forth. And you know, the cost of doing business and that isn't cheap at the moment. But I have to say that the response has just absolutely blown us away. And I should say as well, look, it's an all-Kerry response because there are an awful lot of businesses, particularly in the SME and hospitality sector in Killarney, that have come to us in the last couple of weeks as well, that we've written to, who are very, very anxious to come on board. And, it, you know, every call that you get, Gerry, is so heartening on behalf of the three charities. So I look, really this morning, it's just to give an update, but to say a huge, huge thank you to everybody because the response has just been absolutely incredible. And look, all we would ask is that, as I said, there are still 52 businesses that we're in contact with. Main reason, look, the people having to come back is a spend like this has to go to board for approval. But all the indications are that the majority, if not all of those, are going to come back to us. So we couldn't thank them enough. And just, I suppose, really just to say, look, if you can, this is just a one-off. We won't be doing this again. It's a one-off. Yeah. It's hopefully people will find it unique. But for anybody that's in a position to go on the night, I can tell you they're going to have an absolutely unbelievable night on New Year's Eve. And I do know as well, it's not easy for people. I have young kids, myself and Siobhan. It's not easy for people to take away for a night. But just on the basis that it's a one-off and there are three absolutely extraordinary charities, we would ask people to just give it a second thought in terms of support, and I know people will because they have been doing it.
Yeah. Okay. Stephen, listen, look, thanks a million for that and good luck with it from here. That's Stephen Stack there, who is President of the Free Chamber Alliance and Chair of the Humanity Ball. You can check it out, humanityball.ie is the website to go to find out more about the charities that are benefiting from that and heading north of heading toward €200,000 possibly raised there, which is amazing stuff. If